Welcome, everybody. I feel like all the hard work has been done because now it's time for Ask Maggie on the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Folks, every Friday we do this at 5:30. You can ask me basically anything you want. You can submit those questions anytime at askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's an email address, askmaggie@civicmedia.us. You can always zip us questions via the text line, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. And a big thanks to clinical professor Stephen Wright from the UW Law School. We're going to have him back really soon. I shouldn't say really soon. I think Stephen and I were talking during the break about looking into 2026 when it is expected that the Supreme Court is going to rule and invalidate Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. What that means for folks, what redistricting will look like moving forward. We'll definitely have him back. I thank him mightily. Before we get into the fun stuff, a bit of breaking news. This, according to the New York Times, just within the last 20 minutes. A federal appeals court has denied a last-minute attempt by the Trump administration to halt food stamp funding during the government shutdown. You cannot make this stuff up. Of course, Trump, as I pointed out at the top of the show, appealed the federal district court's ruling late yesterday to fully fund SNAP benefits. The judge gave the Department of Justice and the Trump administration quite the lashing down. He could have just said, okay, I'll go do that now. I don't want any Americans not to have their food benefits. It's Thanksgiving. But no, Donald Trump decided to, of course, appeal that. And again, this afternoon, a federal appeals court, at least for the time being, has denied the bid of Donald Trump to keep food out of Americans' mouths. This, like happened in Wisconsin, has now opened the door for other states to fully fund the SNAP benefits. New York, Kansas, Pennsylvania, and Oregon are already queued up to do so. Wisconsin, God bless you. Uncle Tony. Governor Tony Evers getting it done for Wisconsinites. Got those payments out last night. Folks, if you receive food share, check your cards. They should be fully funded. If not, do contact the state and ask them to make sure that you're getting your card fully funded. There can be some small timing differentials. But some good news coming from the federal appeals court. Of course, he'll probably ask the Supreme Court to keep people hungry this Thanksgiving holiday. Who knows what'll happen there? With that, the news of the day largely completed as we roll into the weekend. Welcome back, senior producer and contributor extraordinaire Jamie Martinson.
Sure.
Lovely to see you.
That's what we'll go with. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, it really is unbelievable, right? I mean, how many times, this is what I don't understand. How many times, it's a lesson that I used to, you know, kind of go through with my own kids. How many times do you have to be told no before you're just like, okay, I'm going to do the right thing? I will never forever understand.
Well, again, this is sort of like, think about what a temperamental 12-year-old boy would do, yeah. Right? Like, I'm going to stomp my feet and have a temper tantrum. The other construct that I've come up with to, like, predict what the Trump administration could do is, like, think of a comic book villain and then fill in the blank.
It's like all the Marvel movies in one.
Are there no workhouses, right?
Oh, we can either go back to Charles Dickens references, Marvel. I mean, pick the century you want to live in and we'll make it work.
Yes,
we'll make it work. We'll make it work. But we do have some good questions today for this edition of Ask Maggie. And before, of course, we can get to those questions, just because it's one of my favorite parts.
Yes.
Let's run that intro there, Jacob, because we like to know what we're playing here today.
It's time to get your questions answered, Wisconsin style. Welcome to Ask Maggie, a rapid-fire round from politics to pop culture. So buckle up, Buttercup. It's Ask Maggie, and we're about to take your questions at lightning speed.
As we always say, not quite lightning speed, more like turtle pace, but it's fine. We have some good discussion in the process.
Well-intentioned.
That's right. We have all the intentions to do it in lightning speed, but it yes. just, it never happens that way. I think we're going to start with this one because it's a good kind of jumping off point from what we were just discussing. It actually comes to us from Sarah in Minocqua. And she asked this question: after Tuesday's election results and Schumer's proposal today to, you know, fund government, do you see the Democrats giving into the GOP or standing strong during the shutdown? Do they have a mandate after Tuesday for their decision either way? I think that's a great question. So we're going to let you answer this. We'll give you 60 seconds on that one, Maggie. What do you think?
I was listening to Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor when he made this announcement, and I screamed at my TV like, no, don't just do a year. However, I had to remind myself that this isn't just political theater, that all of this deeply matters. And when you are talking about these tough compromises, you have to give a little. And I think by proposing something that certain Republicans behind closed doors had already floated a few weeks ago, as I discussed at the top of the show, it's pretty good. It's a good compromise. It calls the Republican the MAGA bluff on, oh, we've got pages and pages and concepts of plans and all these ideas on how to fix healthcare. Great. You didn't want major reform during the debate over the continuing resolution. We're not going to ask for that. We're simply going to ask you to make sure that people can continue to access healthcare. We'll extend the subsidies for a single year, and then you guys can show us your magic pill of how to solve healthcare problems, since you've got pages and pages and concepts and ideas and whole binders full of women, I mean ideas about healthcare for the last 16 years that no one has ever actually laid eyes on. So bluff called, I think, from, again, the shutdown is painful.
Yeah,
it's not good. Real people are suffering. And it is a real offer. It is showing that Democrats are willing to negotiate. And again, the Trump administration is a 12-year-old boy, right? It is not negotiating. It is not governance to simply say, give me what I want, or I'm going to continue to throw a temper tantrum, which, you know, you watch Trump sort of spinning out over these last few days. That's what's happening, right? Post-Tuesday, get rid of the filibuster.
Yeah,
it's a problem.
And let's be clear. I mean, there was obviously some Senate backlash to what Schumer had to say on the floor today. In fact, Roger Marshall, who is the great senator from Kansas, said it's a horrible idea when talking about the one-year extension of the ACA subsidies. We might as well go home and start over again. It's disappointing that they think this is what's going to open the government. Are you kidding me? I mean, we're talking about, for some people, let's be realistic, as people are starting to dive into the ACA and starting to re-up for another year, for some people, this is literally life and death. It's literally life and death, because this is what is getting them their medicines. It's what's keeping them alive, giving them access to affordable health care. And a horrible idea is what it's being called, you know? And I agree. I mean, 1 year, is it good enough? Probably not. There's probably a good chance if anybody accepts it, we're going to end up right back in this position. But at least it gives them the opening of government, and it allows them to go back to the negotiating table. And really, you have to think about it in terms of somewhat of what we saw here in the state of Wisconsin over the budget. Right?
Yes.
You talk about the give and the take of all of it. Not everybody's going to be happy at the end of it, but does it get government open? Does it get people back to work? Does it get some of these federal agencies open again? Then yeah, I think you do what you got to do at that point when you're talking about the American people. So I don't know. Win-win situation? No win situation. What do you think?
That's I mean, that's what a negotiation is. You're not going to get a perfect solution or frankly, even anything close to it. If Republicans don't take this deal,
how long does this go on?
Then I think you take the offer off the table. What I think Schumer should have done is said, you have until Monday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In negotiating, I often will put time limits on things and say, let's create some urgency here. Otherwise, we're not going to be doing that.
I'm just glad Tony Evers did the right thing yesterday.
And,
come on now. We love Uncle Tony. Who doesn't love Tony Evers? He's fantastic.
He is.
He's not going to be
He's a good man doing a good job.
Yes.
And trying. I often say to people, you know what? My goal in life is to try hard and do good. Like, that's what that's the object. If I know that I gave my best effort and that I'm trying to do good and that I can affect a tiny bit of good and I tried my best. Try hard, do good. It's not all that hard to do. I don't know that Donald Trump has ever really tried hard to do good. Just saying.
Yeah.
He'll try hard to get rich.
Sure. Wouldn't we all love that, though? I mean, you know, let's be realistic. We would all love that option.
$2 billion.
If I had the option of appearing in Macaulay Culkin movies back in the day and saying three lines, I would probably take my mill and run away, too. I have no idea what he made, by the way. All right. This is another really great question. And this one is a little lighter today in subject matter. It comes to us from Lee in Lodi. And, you know, if you've been watching the forecast or listening to the forecast on your favorite civic media radio station, you will know that we are expecting areas of snow in some portions of the state. And so the question is this: with some areas expecting some of their first snow showers of the season this weekend, do you, and I love this question for you because I know you're a bit of a foodie, do you have a favorite cold weather meal that you like to cook, Maggie? Look at this. 1 minute for it, Jacob, when you're ready.
Okay, so this would not have been my answer 2 days ago, but 2 days ago, I was looking at what I had in my pantry, and I was like, you know what I can do? I think I can make chicken divan in a crock pot with the rice, and it came out fabulously. So everybody listen up. You get your crock pot out. You grease the inside of it with butter, maybe a little nonstick. Put your cup of basmati white rice, favorite kind of rice, in the bottom. Spread it out. Put a little pat of butter on the rice. Put in at least double the amount of chicken stock to rice, okay? Then you cut up your fresh broccoli. Put that on top of the rice. Then you take your chicken breasts, skinless, boneless. Cut those puppies in half. I did three of them. Salt and pepper, maybe a little paprika if that's your thing. You put the chicken breasts on top of the broccoli, okay? And then you take your can of cream of chicken soup, because we're Wisconsinites and we use the Campbell's cream of chicken, that's and such, whatever. Cream of chicken, whatever you like. Cream of chicken, I use cream of chicken and cream of mushroom soup. A healthy dollop of mayonnaise, some lemon juice and Dijon. Whisk that together. Pour it over the whole mess. Get it all over that. And then an entire bag of shredded cheese. Pop the lid on the crock pot. Turn that puppy on low. And in 3 to 4 hours, you're going to have fully cooked rice and a fully one-pot meal. It is perfect when it gets cold outside and it's snowing. And you basically, other than fresh broccoli, and you can use frozen, you probably have all the stuff to eat to make this in your house right now.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. I have to tell you, I am the queen of crock pots. I really am. I have various sizes, and at any given time, you might see all of them on my counter preparing some sort of side dish or dip or main dish or something. I love
this. Love is going
my
to
crock
be
pots.
Slightly embarrassed. So not only do I have two different size crock pots, one for like the buffalo chicken dip to take, you know, that small.
Sure.
The big one. I also have two commercial hot plates, big hot plates for when I'm doing full hot buffet at the house.
Of course.
You got to have both.
You got to do everything. Sometimes.
Obviously.
It's necessary.
That's going to do it for this Friday's cold weather edition, I guess, of Ask Maggie. We're going to be right back with Terry Barr to lead us into the weekend with what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.